Today begins National Vocation Awareness Week, and it's very appropriate, very fitting that we have the rite of acceptance of catechumens into the catechumenate and of candidates, the rite of welcome of candidates for continuing conversion, because it's God who's calling you. It's a vocation. And the word vocation, we know, comes from the Latin voco vocare, which literally means to call. Today, in the gospel, Jesus makes it very clear to us we are called to love God with everything. Our mind, our heart, our soul, our strength. And we are called to love neighbor as self. It's a very high calling. He says the whole law is summed up in those two commandments that we're called to live. And elsewhere in the Bible, it says that we are also called to holiness. We're called to relationship with God. I love that. And there's a couple places where St. Paul talks about God has called us out of darkness into the wonderful kingdom of his light. He's referring to baptism that gives us our calling into relationship with God, into being a child of God, a son and daughter in the Son of the Father, beloved son and daughter. We're called into relationship with God and therefore with others. If we are children of God, all of us are also brothers and sisters to one another. It's very important. Jesus is very clear that loving God has to come first. That is, the love of neighbor will not make, may make a little bit of sense, but we won't be able to do it without getting love of God first. I remember there was a beautiful woman in my home parish growing up, and she loved deeply. She had a beautiful heart, but she didn't love well. She loved kind of all over the place. And it's a reminder to us that our love of God has to come first. And then we learn, we know, we have the strength and the grace to love one another. Marriage is a calling. That first fundamental call is the call to holiness, in a relationship with God, to love God and neighbor. That's for each and every one of us. All of us have that calling. But then we can also ask the question, okay, how do I live out my call to holiness in the world? My relationship with God, how do I live that out here on earth? And marriage is one way that we do that. Marriage is a way to love another to God. It's always a great thing to remember in the Genesis, there in the beginning, God creates the man and he says it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make a helper fit for him. He doesn't say, I'm going to make the answer to a solitude problem. He says, I'm going to make a helper who shares his solitude problem, and together there'll be a comfort and a solace to each other. But their goal is to help each other get to the answer to their solitude problem, which is God. The ultimate purpose of marriage is to help the spouse get to God and to be a comfort and a solace along the journey. Celibacy, those of us who are called to celibacy, it's a way to love all others to God. I always say, and I think the church says this as well, that marriage and celibacy complement each other. They're both necessary because together they show how God loves in the world. We want the fullness of God's love in the world. And in marriage, it's a complete gift of one spouse to the other. And because of that, it's necessarily an exclusive gift. You only give that gift to one other person. In celibacy, I don't give a complete gift of myself to anyone, which enables me to be radically available to everyone. I'm called to be a father to all who come to me. And together, we image how God loves, because God loves everyone completely. We need each other. Both are about being in relationship and about love and about holiness. The spouses to love this other to God, and the celibate to love everyone who comes to God. A priest without a relationship to God, first and foremost, is hardly a priest. A married person without a relationship to God, first and foremost, is not a very good married person. A married person without a relationship to his or her spouse is hardly a married person. A priest without relationship to others, without friends, is not a very good priest. Marriage and celibacy complement each other. You know, when I was a child, I remember I went to the Catholic grade school in St. Clement in Bowling Green, Missouri. And I remember, I don't remember how old I was, maybe 4, 5, 6 years old, somewhere around in there. And I remember at night I went to bed and sitting up in bed, lights are off, and just saying, God, I want to see your face. Jesus, I want to see your face. Please. Just once. I'll never ask again. Just once, show me your face. That longing, that desire there. When I went to a Catholic grade school, and after my freshman year of high school in the public high school, I decided to transfer to the high school seminary, which was in Hannibal. And when I got up there, I didn't have a great experience my freshman year. When I got into the high school seminary, it was kind of like coming home for me, at least. There was this band of brothers, and we worked together, we played together, sports together, we studied together, prayed together. It was a beautiful opportunity, time for me to learn what it means just to be a friend. And then it was kind of a difficult discernment, but I decided to continue in the seminary, to college seminary. I went up to Conception Seminary College in Northwest Missouri. And there was still this band of brothers there. But that's the place where I really, for the first time, fell in love with God. And that has made all the difference in the world as well. Both, right? Learning to be a friend and learning to love God. Now, I also, at least in two different times along the way there, at the end of high school and towards the end of college, I also dated. And those were beautiful relationships. I still have a good relationship with them. But for whatever reason, as exciting and as exhilarating as that was, on some level, it wasn't enough for me. I always wanted more. Discernment is kind of about, on the one hand, dating. Is dating about me? Or is it about me finding someone to help to God and finding someone who can help me to God? When I went into the seminary, I had to really do a lot of kind of purifying of motives. Was this about me? I want to be able to stand up in front of people and tell them what to do. Or was this about me wanting to help others to God and letting friends help me to God? Do I have part of the discernment, I think, for all of us, whether for marriage, for seminary, for how you're doing in marriage? Do I have a desire for a relationship with God, first and foremost? Do I have a desire for a relationship with others? Do I have a desire for service, to serve the spouse, to serve the community? Do I have a desire to be in community? And do I have a desire for the church, the family of God, the community of God? As we continue this week, and hopefully for the rest of our lives, discerning, listening to God's call to us, always one step at a time, how do I live this life today in relationship with Him and with others, discerning God, the movement of God in our lives? encourage you all to pray for one another, for good, healthy marriage relationships, for good, healthy priestly and religious vocations. We need all of those because we want the fullness of God's love in our world. So for your homework for the week, I invite you all to take some time this week to pray for those who are already married and who are already priests or religious. I also invite you to be bold in looking around and seeing among our young people who might be called to religious life and give them an encouragement of that. Who might be called to married life, give them an encouragement of that. Pray for them and be bold in encouraging them to discern that vocation.